I'm extremely disappointed in myself and literally butthurt because I forgot my cushion before we came over to record.
Oh. Do you have a pillow dog?
No, it's fine. It's just it's the cushion that I use when I work at home, and it's glorious.
Working at home does sound glorious.
Yeah.
It does, especially with that butt cushion. It's very nice. And I don't have it, and now I'm sad. Now I can't think about anything else but how my tailbone hurts. It's going to start hurting.
I'm sure we can find you a pillow, dude.
I'll just sit on your lap, John.
Okay. he's going to scream in your ear all day.
I'll sit on Mark's lap.
It's not that comfortable.
Now I feel rejected, and I'm sad.
Oh.
So I want to ask you guys something. So we.
Oh, that wasn't the bear reaction.
He didn't ask.
Jake's like, I want to get your natural reaction, and he starts talking about his butt cushion, and I'm like,
tell me what you guys.
How do you feel about my ass?
How do you feel about my ass and how it hurts?
I mean, you can go to the pharmacy and buy a donut for you and throw that.
Yeah. You're like, are you pregnant? No, just ask. My ass hurts.
No
baby on the way. Just you know. Anyway, I want to ask you guys something. When we started this adventure and you made these characters, what did you think the adventure would turn into? Because the cover of it has like Hell Knight iconography. Mm-hmm. I think the cover literally has like the skeletal Hell Knight. And you have like, you have ideas that gives you, the player's guide gives you stuff about Breach Hill and everything like that. So going from that, and where did you think it would go, and how different was it from fighting outside of a mine in the Mwangi Expanse? Like, what are your thoughts on how different it came from what you guys thought it would be?
Well, I can answer that question really easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm extremely serious about character creation and the characters I make in the world. I was not expecting anything. The Hell Knight stuff, it worked. Like, I saw the cover. But, I mean, come on. We've all played adventures before. Like, nothing is as advertised.
No.
So, you play a couple sessions in the Hell Knight Citadel, and then you just... You can't expect anything. No. So, it's literally, like... This is as far from the cover art as you can imagine. But, as far as I'm concerned with this character, this no expectation can stop Benson, so... Benson isn't where he knows he needs to be.
Yeah, just like starting out, because, you know, they were like, we're going to be playing in the Age of Ashes and stuff like that. So I'm like, cool, fire is involved.
Yeah.
Perhaps dragons. And Citadel Altarine was like really cool to go through and all that stuff. But it kind of had like that knight, like undead motif almost, because we did fight a ton of undead.
Yep.
And stuff and like that. And I wasn't expecting the portal to the Mwangi Expanse. And yeah, like developing a character that was more based in the city at first, and just going like, well, all right, well, we're gonna figure something out. So in my head, I'm like just trying to work with it. And I mean, ultimately, I kind of like the direction, because the Mwangi Expanse was always kind of interesting, like with all the creatures. And
oh yeah, And
Paizo's going hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, there are so many cool...
Have you read any of the book that just came out?
No. I just,
you
know...
Pieces. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, for the hell of it, just, you know, looking at the Inati race and just being be like, boom, I want to make one.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Inati when Rinaldi was introduced, because she's the first one that's ever introduced.
And she's so friendly.
Yeah, she's great, and it's just like the whole thing about how like they worship like the grandmother spider.
Yeah.
And they have a very tight like web community.
A close-knit community.
And you know, like that whole thing. It is, you know, like I said, they're not native to the Mwangi, but they travel all around,
right?
Yeah. Like that. But it's like, you know, I imagine like reading the cover art, you're like, cool, Hell Knights, cool, yeah, undead, cool, yeah, and then it's
and like jungle
spider people. You know,
so. I honestly was like, when like I made this character, I made Benson without any knowledge of Age of Ashes, which was probably something I shouldn't have done. But I remember reading afterwards, I was like, wait. As a fighter, you can just be a Hell Knight initiate. Why didn't I do that?
Right.
But no, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad Benson is here. and everything, but I really like Hell Knights.
They are cool.
Yeah, I was like, so I'm like, I'm not disappointed per se. Like, I love that this is in keeping with Paizo's expanding the lore and the world around the Mulwangi Expanse and out of just, you know, Avastam. But I really, really miss the Citadel and really hope that more of that campaign is centered around it. Like, we found the deed to it. Like,
what's our hope, dog?
Yeah, so I do hope that it circles back to the Citadel in a significant way.
I mean, it's probably on fire right now.
I mean, we kind of left the goblins in
the goblins, the dwarves, and the kobolds in charge right now.
I mean, there's no way I could have like been like, yeah, this is where this is going. It's going to be a portal in the basement that goes to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm having an enormous amount of fun, and it's still doing, you know, evil dragons and stuff. So it's in keeping with that. But yeah, didn't expect it to be here. Do hope it goes back to the Citadel for a significant chunk of the adventure.
I would like to say I didn't expect to spend, what, 4 episodes in a quarry right now?
Yeah. And Kelly, to your point, you can go back to the Citadel at any time.
I know.
Kezra just walks off.
Yeah, you just gotta go through that fucking hellscape of the trap.
I mean, the cult, they clearly want the circle, the heliport ring. Al-Sedda's ring. They clearly like want Al-Sedda's ring, so I assume it'll kind of go back into like defending Al-Sedda's ring, and like being stewards over it. Hopefully, but yeah, that's my main thoughts. I miss the Citadel, but I'm still very happy and having a ton of fun.
Yeah, so, you know, Adelar, he's a city boy. He, you know, set on his little missionary journey to the, you know, the hick town of Breach Hill to try to civilize them and stuff.
Wow.
Wow, just laying it thick.
So I feel like when I initially made Adelar, I'm like, he's, like, trying to get, like, a fresh start, you know, because he's, like, done with the city, trying to get a fresh start, trying to spread the good word of Abadar. And when they got a hold of the Citadel, he's like, yeah, big plans for this place. And then you just get wrapped up into other things. So I feel like Adelar is missing the town because, you know, you grow affection for, you know, people that you like, you know, do business with. He's been at the tavern like most nights. So, you know, he's definitely like gotten to know some of the locals. I think the like me as a player there, I feel like there's so much intrigue in the town itself that I just want to really dig into. Like, we never dug into, like, to the full extent, like the demon circle and stuff in that one shop, and I just, like, you know, a little bit, but it's like I just feel like we just barely scratched the surface.
Also, we haven't touched at all about Layman Breachton. The lying wizard,
right?
You
know?
Yeah,
like, we all know he was a liar.
Yeah,
but, you know, it wasn't really relevant to what we were doing at the time. Like, if Benson was, like, presented with, like, oh, yeah, here's Layman Breachton, and he like, tricked up, like, he would probably do something, but there's bigger fish to fry. Like, there's so many interesting things in this world.
Yeah.
Like, the demon circle. Like, there's so much to do.
Yeah. And I really just am very curious about, like, how Adelar is, like, going to come back from the Wongi. Like, just... this is the furthest he's ever been away from home. Like, he thought Breach Hill was really different. Like, this is, like, flipping his world upside down. So.
I'll pull up a little tile for Benson here. Benson really doesn't think he's going to come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like, this is where, because I remember you saying, like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I remember that line is very poignant. So I could definitely see how Benson could be just like, well, they'll bury me here.
Yeah.
This entire endeavor, coming to the Mwangi, fighting these cultists, like, there are so many good men who would die doing this.
Hmm.
So the idea that Benson is special enough to just come back.
Yeah.
No, he's ready to do what needs to be done.
Yeah. And it's like with Elk, like, he's kind of felt like more adapted into this environment.
Yeah.
Like, it's more free, like, and he's, in a way, he's like thinking it's more pure, like, in this degree.
Yeah.
And it's something that he's, I wouldn't say completely reveling in, but he is enjoying it more than how he used to live.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty huge because, like, you know, it's like you go from, like, Elkwood being very, very closed off as a character, and then he's just, like, blossoming over here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, there's part of me that's just like, Elkwood's not coming back. Like, yeah. Elkwood's going to start a new life here, and he's going to live it up. Like, and
you don't have to deal with any bullshit from your family.
I know, right?
Yeah, like the...
That's what I'm half expecting.
And believe me, Benson understands that.
Yeah, and it's like, because he's like developed kind of like a rapport with the Yukajay, like with the Nadi. Like, he's developing more of a more genuine relationship than he used to, like, of all of his other contacts, you know, criminals or people that always want something all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, in this situation, Benson is incapable of slowing down. So he will just go. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels like now, like, just experiencing, like, Hazel, like, coming out and just completely turning this entire part of the environment into this caustic blood. Like, it's just like something's ringing in him, like there's something more that needs to be done instead of just selfish reasons.
Wow, that's awesome.
This probably went longer than we wanted.
I mean I liked it.
It's good radio.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I you know, it's nice to kind of, you know, we do so much, you know, fighting and planning and stuff. It's good to just kind of circle back and just dive into the mind of the character.
Why don't we have just like 2 or 3 episodes where we just talk about just characters?
Love when we just ignore the plot.
No, I'm not talking about ignoring the plot.
No.
How about we just talk about characters for a while?
Well, we can't do that. Well, actually, no. We need to talk about your characters and mine because we have some point of order, persistent and poison damage.
Yeah.
So, Timmy, you told me that we missed a few, which we always do.
We always do.
So last episode, we missed a few things because there was tons of different persistent damage, poison damage, hidden conditions, and obscuring miss conditions that we had to deal with. So we missed a few things. So what did we miss?
Persistent damage on Adelar from the acid arrow. We have persistent bleed damage on the vulture, which is only 1 point, but that's a couple of rounds. And then I think, do we already count for Hazel?
I kicked mine.
You kicked yours.
No, Hazel needs a fortitude save.
Hazel needs a fortitude save.
Yeah, she took the D6 and now needs to...
Natural 20 on Hazel, so...
Oh, she's fine. Yep. Just fine.
So she's fine now. Okay, so you guys just need to kick. So Adelar, you're taking 1d6 from the acid arrow, is that right?
And I still have it.
Okay, so 2 points of acid damage.
Okay.
So for the vault, for Vamir, should he just like take a point and then just do a flat check?
Yeah.
Because he...
Yeah.
So there's 1 point there, and he needs to beat a 15?
15, yep.
17.
Perfect. There we go. Makes our life so much easier.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So I removed a couple.
Yeah. Now we're just dealing with Adelar's, which, you know, you could... remember, you can take an action to
reduce
it,
the DC. Well, reduce the DC.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I don't know what we're doing talking about this one. We could be playing.
Let's do combat!
All right. We ended last episode with Hazel removing her... she got rid of the movement impairing entangling arrow, did a smoke thing, and when it came back to her turn, she just fucking she went south,
understandable.
She went south around her hut, and she is running north.
Hmm.
Believe she is running north because the only thing up there now is the dinosaur in the cave.
Ugh.
I'll say the only person that can see her right now is Kezra. Adelar could maybe see her, but Kezra can definitely see her just beyond the corner of a house. So, Kezra, you see out of your peripheral.
Oh my gosh.
A blue kobold. Looks like she's running north. But at the end of her turn, it's the Bulgar Swamp Seer's turn.
It's the only one.
Turn, yeah.
Oh yeah, the one got his throat ripped out.
Yep.
Yep.
This one is going to get everyone in a 15-foot emanation. I think he can.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, perfect.
Sure can. All right, he's going to do a destructive croak, so I need everybody to make a basic fortitude save.
Fucking hell, of course.
All right. Hold on, wait. Let me roll damage, and then we'll go around.
It's a four.
17 points of damage.
Okay.
Benson, would you go?
Natural 20.
Oh, yes.
Well, You take nothing. Elkwood?
So he got a 22?
22, that is a fail, so you take half.
So that's 8.
So... Yeah, success.
Yeah,
so half the success.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm okay. And Vamir got a natural 20. So
Oh, man. Yeah. All
right.
Just went boom. Like, like what the hell is that?
Well, vultures have tiny ears, right?
Yeah. So it's like, huh?
What?
It just, its head just rolls like
29.
Oh.
Critical success.
Beautiful.
Right on.
15.
That is a fail, so you take the full 17 there, Adelar.
Oh, boy.
And then that was one action.
That's one action, jeez.
Sorry, it's two actions. He has one left.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jesus. That's a great skill.
5, 10, 15, 20,
25. Yep.
Okay. All right, so he does the croak, and then he moves the full complement of his speed in order to get in between Kezra and Adelar, who can just barely see Hazel running up.
I like to think he's waving his arms like, hey,
hey,
I'm over here.
Don't
holds up a cardboard. Like, he's
Kezra, it's your turn.
Yes.
Just line back tackler.
Kezra sees or follows the swamps here and sees Hazel appear from the other, on the other side of the hut.
Uh-huh.
And he will move.
Does he relay this information?
She's over here, and he takes off running. And he runs right here.
Okay, so a little north of her. Okay.
Yeah, I move up to cut her off between her and the dinosaur.
Okay.
I'm up north of her, and I will demoralize her. Be like,
you're not going anywhere. Your fight is finally here with me.
I got you. You 3 minutes.
Stand.
I've intimidated her twice.
Yeah, I...
Just keep intimidating her. I mean,
running.
Oh, 30.
Okay. That is
what
a...
What is that?
Success.
All right.
She's going to be so sad when we kill her.
Yeah, no.
That's my turn.
Okay, so you demoralized for... What's the effect on that one?
Frightened one.
Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So did I stack if it's a frightened one and another frightened one, does it turn frightened two or...
No, demoralize can only do frightened one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like special. I think there's like special feats that can make it go higher.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Like a hobgoblin or something.
Yeah.
Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblins are very scary.
Demoralizing lash, I think is what it's called.
Next up is Benson.
Benson will use two of his actions to get right the fuck here.
you get right up behind her.
That's horrifying.
And I'm not gonna swing at her. I'm going to use athletics to grapple her.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, so you have your sword and shield. You need a free hand to grapple.
So just drop?
I'll drop the shield.
Yeah. Okay. All
right, so you'll get a free action to drop the shield. And, okay.
Tongue, tongue.
Oh, it's grass.
That'd be 3 move actions for you. You are really far away.
He's hasted, right?
He's hasted, but he would still have... You would still have one action left.
Yeah, he'd still have an action.
He has an action left.
No, I miscounted that. That is 3 actions.
Okay.
But, Jake, can you please look at my dice?
Shit. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Is that a 20?
That was a natural 20.
Yes! Not 20!
Okay. She's grabbed.
Well.
Wait. What's the total?
Total? Hold on.
What's your total? Because...
Your athletics is probably...
There is a critical success to grabbing.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
And she is frightened one, so she has a reduction to her...
Athletics.
Safe.
32.
That would be a success.
So that's a critical success.
Yep.
Wow, so...
If you want me to... So, grapple, when you critically success, your target is restrained until the end of your next turn, unless you move or your target escapes. Oh, and you might be saying, what's restrained? You're tied up and can barely move, or a creature has you pinned. You have the flat-footed and immobilized conditions, and you can't use any actions with the attack or manipulate traits, except...
She can't cast spells!
Can't do any alchemist BS. And the only thing that she can do is escape or force open your bonds. So it's a more intense version of grappled.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's intense as hell.
Earlier, when I rolled a natural 20 on a fortitude, I was like, man, I just would have loved to crit her instead of just rolling natural
well,
on a
fortitude. Well,
you did it. I am so happy this happened. Yes.
Well, okay. You go up and get her in a fucking headlock.
I'm just going to put my token on top of hers.
Yeah.
You have to kneel down first and be like, ah.
Yeah. Okay. Top of round 10. Adelar.
Oh, man. Do I go with Reckless Abandon? That's his guess.
Take out your halberd.
Take out my halberd.
The halberd you don't have anymore.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I had it for like 2 seconds.
Yikes.
So he moves up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I think I should be barely in range. Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm
no. He's what? 5 away from being in range.
Okay, so tell you what. I use my focus point for the first time.
Oh,
I've had this domain since level one.
What? Okay.
You guys
what is it?
See that Adela got the zoomies.
Woo!
And his feet become super fast, and he's able to move an extra 5 feet of movement and ignores all difficult terrain.
You've been able to do this since level one?
Yeah.
Agile
feet.
Nice.
I just, just never...
Healing.
Never
yeah, why would you use a focus
point? Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is the 10th round, right?
Yes.
So this is the last round for Bless. I'm so sad about that.
I think you're only getting Elkwood in this right now.
Yeah. That's fine.
And you're Bless.
Yeah. People move closer. With my two actions...
Benson disappeared from the map, looks like. Hazel's on top of you, apparently.
I am going to send...
Hazel turned
into... Got her in the triangle.
Yep, and so she is flat-footed, so my spell attack, a dark, inky black ray erupts from Adelar's fingertips. 27 to hit.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That'll hit.
That'll play.
So now, I need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay. Pretty good at that.
But you're good.
That's minus one, though.
But what if it was?
Minus one.
30.
Oh, my God.
Sarah. You are enfeebled one.
Okay.
Because you did not critically succeed.
Just debuff.
Yes. Enfeebled one. Oh, and, it's just for a minute.
Oh, God. All right.
10 more rounds, baby. All
right.
And that's my turn.
That's what's there. Was there damage associated with the...
Nope.
No? Okay.
No, I mean, if enfeeblement,
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just that, yeah.
That's pretty brutal.
I know, but anyway. Elkwood, your turn.
25. Oh, I'm in range. Okay, so he is going to move, take two actions to run all the way over here because it's 70 feet of movement.
Oh, yes.
Just bypasses Adelar, just... smacks him in the back for a moment and ends up right here.
Oh my gosh.
In the bless.
Oh my gosh.
So he's still in bless and he is now standing.
Yeah.
You know the scenes where somebody has somebody in full Nelson and
yeah.
The first couple of
shows, yes. Yeah. So he has his sword out and just chops right through. Like he is so freaking pissed at this creature. Oh my god. Natural.
That's
a natural one.
You have a hero point.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll use it. Hero point.
That was also the last round of your cheetah sprint.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hero point.
Come on.
That is a 22 to hit.
22.
I've got a restraint.
So what, plus one? Because of bless.
23.
So, with the, what, she's flat footed.
Yeah. And enfeebled.
Restraint.
Frightened.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Yes!
So nice.
I'm telling ya.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
5 of 4. So, and a 2, so that's what?
11.
11 plus 3, so that's 14 points of damage.
Yes.
Very nice.
And Vemir now comes over and
just
says, hey, you know what? I'm just going to fly over here. Wait, let's see what 40 feet is.
Wait, we need to get a soundboard with like a plane.
Damn. Okay, so two actions. He can't do it in one.
Okay.
Because... it's still pretty far.
Got it.
Yeah.
But he's on me right in front.
Okay. Is it the end of your turn?
That is it.
Oh, yeah. Feeling good. Okay.
Yeah.
Say Hazel's turn.
She's like, oh, my God.
He is surrounded. And Benson, you hear in your ear as you have her headlock. She just goes,
name the price. Release me. Do
Are we out of combat?
Wow. Well, there's a swamps here still here.
Yeah, there's a swamps here.
That is all she does.
Okay.
What?
It is now the vulgar swamps here's turn.
And he sees.
him not hearing that assumes that there's still a fight here, so he is going to take a... Adalar's right next to him.
I know, I'm such a juicy target.
You are a juicy target.
He's dummy thick.
Benson, you're going to get an acid splash, but you got cover because Elfwood and the table...
Wait, what range is acid splash?
20, 30 feet?
30 feet. I think it's 30 feet away.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought that was shorter than that.
Nope.
Nah.
It's a great cantrip.
Yep.
So you get a plus one to your AC because of the cover. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Acid splash.
Acid splash.
26.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Well, minus 25, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, know what? How about a total of D6 damage? 2!
Okay. Guys, I'm fucked up.
That's legitimate.
And they're just like, and Benson's down.
Guys, I'm at 72. I'm
but then it's like, oh no, Benson falls on top of Hazel and crushes her.
Oh, hey Jake, I'm sorry. We forgot my persistent damage again.
You want another D6?
Yeah.
Are you asking me for a D6?
Please give me a D6 of damage.
6 points of.
Please give me a D6.
Hey, I'm fine. Hey, finally. Right,
okay, good.
Kezra. You see that she is not struggling. I'll say that.
Wow.
It means she's a nice juicy target. Kill her, Kezra. Kill her. Or just go and kill the swamps here. Just really just rub it in.
I also would have heard her. I'm not that far away.
Yeah.
Well, he said he whispered.
Oh, whispered.
Yeah, I was. You clearly didn't hear it because one, she's being choked, and she,
okay.
She struggled through to say that, but she's not struggling. Is what I'm saying.
Well, Kezra will do what he was already going to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And poor Vamir is in the way.
God damn
it. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Lil Kezra coils up around Kezra's neck as draws energy out of Lil Kezra and restores a focus point.
Oh god.
And he will No, you're technically in the square next to it.
No.
You're in your original square.
Yeah.
You're technically one below. You were restraining her from the original square.
Yeah.
You put her on top of you, but that's not what actually happened.
It was very flavorful, but mechanically you're still in your own square.
Okay.
And I cast my dragon breath. Roll a reflex save.
So what's the reflex save like for someone who's restrained?
That's a good question. Mm.
Shit.
I'll tell you what my do all your damage, and then I'll tell you what my reflex save is, and then we'll see how much it gets reduced. For how much damage?
Yeah.
12 damage.
Oh, okay.
Roll 3, 3, 2, 2, 2.
Got okay. It. Yeah, I'm assuming. Save. What's your DC? Because I got an 18.
You fail.
Fail.
Okay.
So I take
the
full.
She also failed, so she takes the full 12.
Can I make a free action?
If you want, you're holding. You saw lightning. Do you want to react?
Yeah, I will. Just roll out. Like I'm just trying to get her out of it. I'm just like, it's done, Kezra. She's submitted. Stop.
Oh. actually, it's your turn, Benson, so.
Can I kick the staff out of her hands?
Yeah.
Disarm. Yeah.
Or just knock her out.
Yeah, I just...
She is totally submitted to this one.
Yeah,
so.
I throw the staff, I yell, Kezra! And I throw it to Kezra. Do I make my... I just throw it.
You throw it 10 feet in that direction, so yeah. it's at least away from her.
And I hold her up to the swamp seer. And I see what happens.
Okay. Adalar, it is your turn. Round 11. Your blessed skull.
Bless.
No!
Take that, Kenny.
10 rounds of combat. We did it, guys. We did it.
Mission accomplished.
It's been exhausting.
Finally got
all of our
value.
1 minute buffs are gone.
Finally got all that value.
Wait, was that 3 episodes of combat?
Yeah.
I thought it was. Started with
the spiders.
Okay, what is... This is like this boggart next to me. What is he looking like?
It is going to turn you for him to react, but...
Oh,
yeah, you mean, like, how's he, like, healthy-wise?
Oh, sure, yeah.
He He's okay.
Okay. It's funny because, like, Benson's like, it's done. And then Adelar just reaches out a hand to the to the Bonger Swamp Seer.
You're done.
And I need him to make a fortitude save.
17.
Oh, that's a fail.
What is this?
I figured it was.
What is this?
Let's see. I got a lot of dice I have to roll.
Oh, God. I can hear the jingling.
Oh, my God. Why is it so many dice, Tim?
What is this spell?
So 21 points of necrotic damage as I literally suck the life out of this Boggart Swamp Seer.
So Adelar's...
And Adelar just reaches out his hands and is like, I'll be taking that as payment.
Well, you are paid in full because he died.
Damn, Adelar.
So Adelar, you see like Ben's like, it's done. And then Adelar just like, I'm not finished. And he sucks the life out of this guy and just crushes him.
Kezra created a monster.
Boy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so proud.
So it's just a single blue tear.
A lightning bolt.
Your ruthlessness gives me courage. Brings a tear to my eye.
Wow.
I'm going to count combat over.
Whoa.
As Hazel is
dead.
Sort of flopping around in Benson's headlock. Gosh.
Name your price. You defeated everything.
What is that pillar? What is it?
It's a pillar of dark, you should know.
What does it do?
Mechanically, it's done.
Well, according to the rules.
Is there anything down inside that pit, other than that pillar? What's in that water?
All of our work that you are destroying. In the water, there are creatures that seeped through the pillar.
Oh, no.
There are creatures that what through the pillar?
They seeped through the pillar. They came through the pillar.
What?
Stable, as we had hoped. Those of you know, let me leave.
Benson picks up Hazel and walks her over to the edge.
You walk over to the edge.
No!
No.
That's literally what Jake was waiting for.
You know, we can hit Hazel too.
I am very far from that fucking pillar.
You walk over the edge.
Okay.
I'm quitting you there.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait, let me measure this.
Wait, Benson, Hazel's still...
wait! Does Hazel react to the walking towards the pillar?
I'm not walking towards the
not
pillar!
Not the pillar.
Still within range.
Okay.
I knew it.
The pillar head turns around.
Damn.
Goodness. 15 on the die for...
And it's a crit.
35.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Is that a crit, though?
That's a crit.
That's a crit. Okay.
According to, like, all the other pillars, they crit, they always succeed.
I genuinely didn't think I would be in range.
Let's go to the pillars. I didn't think I'd have to pull up the pillars this episode. goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Dragon pillar. Which one is
this? Is this Violet or Indigo?
Violet. Make me a will save.
Oh, shit.
19.
As Benson walks over, and he is holding her up, all of a sudden, he is hit with lasers. No damage.
Oh, that's even worse. I don't like
However,
that.
It is considered a critical failure. You are stunned 7.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So that means, like, I just looked at stunned. So you lose 3 actions this round. That'll bring your stun condition to 4. You lose 3 actions the next round. That'll bring your stun to 1.
He loses 2 turns, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
So
oh my gosh.
As he goes over and he gets hit with it, all of a sudden you see him just standing there, just... And Hazel's like struggling to get out.
Okay.
I mean,
Elk.
Yeah, she's still stuck in my grasp.
I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Elk is going
until the end of your next turn. Your turn just ended. She's free from the grapple by the text.
Elk will.
Oh, I mean, she falls to the ground and just crawls over and just stands in between all of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought she'd go for the
dinosaur. That's what I thought she was trying to do.
Yeah. Thing is much more powerful than me down there.
Kezra walks over and picks up a staff.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. He better.
And points it at her and he goes,
how do we turn it off?
Dark is much more powerful than me. Much more powerful than you. Much more powerful than any of my Cinder Claws.
One Mississippi.
Did you put the pillar down there, or did someone else?
No. I was simply put in charge here to gather the gold, to vet it with the Cinder Claws and their friends.
Did you say gold?
So that's what this quarry is. It's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine. Do you not know of the gold left here?
I'm not, enough around here.
The gold here, laced with arsenic. It has a connection to Dark. A connection that the Cinder Claws and their friends, the Scarlet Triad, are very interested in.
Would Elkwood know the Scarlet Triad? I would assume.
Make me a very difficult society check.
Ugh, I'm just gonna straight up
what
ask.
About criminal? Or,
yeah, underworld criminal.
Underworld.
Yeah.
Yep. Still hard.
Yeah, that's shit. 16.
Yeah, I'm just gonna straight up ask, who is this Scarlet Triad you speak of?
It's like I vaguely remember this, but I can't remember what they do.
Scarlet Triad is shrouded in mystery. I was simply tasked for vetting the gold for them. I only know that they are being given it.
Has it been 15 seconds yet?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I ripped myself away from the fucking edge.
I was like, oh!
Son of a bitch, I thought it was like 60 feet. But fuck me, right?
Okay. You want something really funny? When Elkwood went to the edge of it, I straight up measured and I was like, oh my god, he is just out of range.
Oh, wow. So, give us... If you are working for this Scarlet Triad and they are shrouded
no,
in mystery...
No, I do not work for
you do not work for them.
I am here.
Where's Hazel standing real quick? I mean...
She's standing in between all of you. She's, like I said, she's surrounded and stuff. So she's sort of standing in between you all in the open.
So with... If you're not working for them, you're working for the... I'm assuming the cult to Hawk towards the south.
Yes, I am here for the Cinder Claws.
Yes, Cinder Claws. But you say you have surrendered to us, but if we let you leave... What's to stop you from just going towards the south and rejoining the Cinder Claws and warning them of our presence? Tell us, why should we let you live?
Cinder Claws have failed me. They failed me and my brother in the Thorn Scales. My kobold siblings left not 2 days ago. I've been here commanding these fools.
From before, like all the kobolds that I saw working. Yep. Are they gone?
Yes, my kobolds are gone.
I didn't say that. Elk didn't say that. That was me. It's like, who the fuck are you? It's
like, my kobolds are gone. The people that I trusted were too sick to stay. Morale too low. I was there piloting a skeleton ship.
I see.
So, I understand that real life, but yeah.
So, what is your name?
Hazel.
Forgive me for saying this, but I really have no reason not to cut you down right now, so...
Well, Benson, she has surrendered, given us a great deal of information. Yes, she did almost cost us the life of Elkwood, which... That in itself should be inexcusable, but you say that... You have too have been betrayed by Dahawk.
No. I will give you... location of the remaining pillars.
Oh, snap.
And I think that will be more than enough.
Well, I think we should let it up to Elkwood. Elkwood, would that satisfy you?
He is going to roll a deception check and say yes.
When you do bring up Elkwood, she clearly remembers it, and then she throws her remaining... How many...
Poison bolts? Do that.
She throws her remaining... 2 wyvern poison bolts.
Fuck.
Wow.
And she had.
Some nasty shit, man.
Oh my gosh.
Does she have the crossbow on her too?
Yeah. We'll relinquish that. Yeah. I'm just saying she throws those down.
They're yours. Use them however you see fit, but let me leave.
Kenzro walks up.
Can I make... Oh!
What, is that nat 20?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So I definitely believe Elkwood.
Wow, this is a very trustworthy person.
I'm going to kneel down in front of this little kobold.
No, you're being really demeaning to my size.
You're small, I'm big. How worse.
Wow.
I'm John's...
Well, speaking facts, I see.
Literally John's whole life. Yeah. John IRL is tall.
Yeah. I do not understand you, but then again, you're very small.
Like, it's like, I gotta bend down and kiss you, babe.
Oh, yeah.
But,
he talks like Treebeard. Yes, I do not understand you, but then again, you're very small.
Is that what it sound like? But I bend down and say, listen, if you make it far enough south, you might find churches of Iona. If you actually wish to redeem your little life in this world, go there and mention my name. They'll put you to work, and maybe you'll redeem something for yourselves. Otherwise, hope I never see you again.
And your name is?
Benson Black.
Benson Black. Takes out her formula book, writes it in the corner.
She's not going to make it to any churches. Not a point like, heavily to Mark.
It's like, well, how do you spell Benson?
She writes it in Draconic.
Now that's a powerful dragon name.
Three syllables. If you wish to know the location of the pillars,
yes,
please step into my office. And
it's like a foreman's trailer. Yeah. I mean, it's just
so we've got a payment plan. You want to know the location?
She walks into her hut. I will reveal it.
Fill out these W-2s.
This is way too much like my life right now.
Yeah.
She goes over. Wow, we're actually getting into B8.
Wow, never thought I'd see the day.
I know. I remember seeing it and being freaked out because there was no windows because it was half shoddily made.
Hers is nice.
is there some silk?
Entitled Hazel's Lab.
Ooh.
This cozy hut contains a table filled with bottles and glass distillers, a small chair, and a dry linen bed. Potions bubble over magical flames, and a chemical smell lingers in the air. It is a lab.
Kesra would like that,
wow.
This is awesome.
Thank you, I'm very proud.
All of a sudden, Hazel's our like best fucking friend.
If you would like to see some of my concoctions, I can show you. Realizing, like, oh, you came for the pillars, correct? Sorry, I didn't meet an artisan of my kind in quite a while. Most of these people are very stupid.
Kesra and Hazel, just luck, guys.
Kesra's like, I'm only letting you live out of respect for our bloodline and the power that you possess. Just so you know this.
Very, very sorry about saying you didn't deserve the name. I'm very sorry. It's a good name and you deserve it. She takes out a map. And she takes your map, and you can see that she is writing down where the other remaining pillars are and their corresponding colors.
Ooh.
Now, you don't know what they do, but she knows. She doesn't know what they do, but she knows the colors of them.
While that's happening, because, I mean, Elkwood really does not... I mean, like, there's anything else in this, just a lab, basically, no chest, no nothing.
The only thing that she will be taking is she'll be taking some of her alchemical things, because otherwise she'll die in the jungle.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So she's about to leave.
I mean, she does... She fulfills her part. She goes, have what you want, but I will be taking my alchemical things. All of these reagents will keep me alive. Perhaps so I can make it to the Church of Iomade.
And Benson will once again say, I know you're laughing at me. I do. But just know that if you wish, there is a new path in the Inheritor's life. I do not wish any actual harm onto you if you actually wish a new life for you. And if you walk away, well... If your heart is where I suspect it is, you will be laughing all the harder at me, but I do wish you good luck.
I like Benson, the youth pastor.
He puts his
pulls a chair.
Benson is the first person to hate and to destroy, but the second somebody's just like, I might be redeemable, he can't not.
Yeah.
You know? I just he just says like redemption is cool.
Listen, I'm gonna give this much redemption. This motherfucker's gonna ice her in the night, so.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
Kezra says, you may take and make what you need to survive here. But then he swipes the formula book from her.
Well, could you give me a few hours? It does take quite... You know how long it takes to...
Okay, yes, of course. I'm like, taking that with me.
She's like tearing off pages, putting in her jacket. Like, oh,
Kezra is a savage, but he is a gentleman.
I just want that book.
The gentle savage.
I mean, how is she looking, though, like for the amount of damage that we did to her?
Yeah.
Like, has she...
She had 14 hit points.
Wow.
Left.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Dude, if I had just landed...
One
strikes.
Hit, yeah.
Two strikes.
Or just one hit. I mean, like, one
well,
good
I,
smack.
It kind of turned out well, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, Benson's still, like, in the youth pastor mode of,
right.
Maybe we can save her.
No.
One more thing. I know you cannot control the monsters that lurk in the water, but what about the rest of the people that you're in charge of? Can you dismiss them? Or are they working for Dahak and we must vanquish them?
They will... most likely try to take my place.
I see.
If you leave now, one of those brutish Sharaka butchers will probably take the mantle.
Oh.
I mean the ones we killed.
You think those are the only butchers we have?
There's only three in the entire book. I know it.
It is the only three. Eleanor Farron did not write them anymore.
What of the giant beast in the cage?
Oh, the... fucking thing with a name that's hard to pronounce.
Dinosaur? I think it's called Padontodontodontosaurus.
Mokole Ngamembe.
Oh,
I'm down with dinosaur.
Big gold dino.
It's not technically a dinosaur, but the Mokomembe. God, I'm not going to pronounce this.
What are you, a fucking biologist?
No, I'm an alchemist.
So scientific names all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's a very... It's not a dinosaur, as you say, but it is... incredibly dangerous. If you let it out, I've already pissed it off plenty, so you'll probably have to put it down.
How did you coerce it back into its cage when we first let it out?
Power of fire. She points at the fire staff.
It's
afraid of the staff, maybe.
She probably beat it enough times with it that it's now... Yeah, I mean...
Well, we can use that to our advantage.
Send the dinosaur into the pit.
Monster v. monster.
I'm down with this.
It would have to go down a slope.
It would have to want to as well. If it just
we would have to
scare it down.
Fire.
Well, but I mean, like, maybe it's hard to say. But I think we could definitely coerce it to fight anything towards the south if there's any more butchers or, you know, the swamp seers or anything like that towards the south. We could definitely.
So our options are dinosaur into the pit, maybe. Second, Benson, like, standing at the edge and doing a giant Randy Orton, like...
Suplex him out!
Randy Orton on the top rope! Oh my god!
By god, the Mugambi has been broken in half!
All that needs to happen there is for Benson to be able to leap at least 30 feet.
Yeah, that's it.
Just bash, we're here.
Oh, wait, do you want the dimensions of the pit?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure she has measurements.
Wait, okay, so if I'm standing here... 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay, it's like 40 feet.
It's also very deep. Mine itself, what was it? B12. Needs some B12.
I think this one would be better, like, to try to lasso it or something.
So the mine itself is 50 feet deep.
Wow,
that's deep.
So you can see the path that mind you, we're doing this out of conversation here, but the path that runs along the outside of it that sort of spirals inward. So there's a 25-foot wall that goes down to the first platform and then another 25 that goes down to the base. And it's covered in mud, so like climbing down wouldn't be hard, but yeah, if you took a Randy Orton elbow off of the top, you'd be falling 50 feet, assuming you even make it past the
Yeah,
two.
That's death.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's death.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway.
So I've given you the location of the pillars.
What about...
You may have my things. I've made ample amounts of chemical things.
And on her side desk, there is a photo of two kobolds. They're all three huddled around.
What of the magic circle outside in the ground?
An aggressive love triangle.
One's just evil.
Look down the Santa Claus pit. I know.
The Vrock.
Yes. Vrock.
Yeah. I had wondered as much.
Very cool.
I wonder how long that took to summon. Jeez.
How many butchers are left in this camp?
Shouldn't be.
Below in the pit. Below in the mine, there are three butchers.
God. Wait, down there?
Of course there's a mine.
Is it in the pit?
Oh, mine. Yeah, yeah. Not the pit.
The quarry. The quarry.
Oh, okay.
In the quarry, there are three butchers. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. But there are five more lesser heroes.
What about in this south building?
The like barracks thingy.
There's... No, after you relentlessly murder them all.
Oh, some of them.
I saw that lady bolt. It was impressive.
Thank you. I've worked very hard on that spell.
What was that, like 100 and some bouts of full damage?
You're just lucky I didn't have any left for you.
It was a lot of fucking damage. There was simply more Chavrika workers. They were going to get sick and die eventually, so I guess you put them out of their misery.
I still
see. There are only two more swamp seers to the south.
Okay.
Keeping track of the dying ones. The ones I could not help with all of my chemical abilities.
Wow.
So she's done.
I am done.
So
I am done. But
no more juice to squeeze here.
Before you go,
squeeze her.
I
take this as a token of our appreciation for all the information, and your life, of course, pays for all of it. But just as a show of goodwill, and hopes that we never see you again, and if we do, maybe in the Church of Iomade. And he hands her an elixir of life.
I appreciate your token, perhaps.
And
Oh, wait, no, I thought I had 5 of those. No, I'm not giving
those. Oh, sorry.
I thought I had 5. I had 1, and it's a level 5 item, so yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I appreciate the token you're going to do.
So instead, he just uses the healer's gloves on her and heals her for some HP.
And Benson will mention, if you run to the EKJ elves, tell them about us.
Although I don't think they'd want to see you.
I was going to ask if you would tell them about me.
We can probably manage something like that.
If I could get a passage, pass them safe.
Can you tell us anything about why they are being stricken blind to coming into the jungle?
Oh, that's a good one.
My leader, Belzamok.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a freaking demon right
there.
Bring
out the book.
Belzamok.
Sounds like a demon.
A great curse that she put upon the area. Jeez. I know not full extent of it.
And it does not affect us.
I do know that she has a great hatred for the EKJ elves, along with Dark. Whatever her power is doing, I believe that it is affecting them specifically.
That's pretty intense.
Well, you said you've lost all of those you called close.
With my thorn skills, I want to ask another favor. If you happen to find them, let them know that they are no longer under my command and that they may live as they please. I only hope that they are alive.
If you do happen to find what I told you to seek...
Thornscale.
If you happen to find what I told you to seek, you will have a tribe again. And you will have somebody to mourn you when you're gone. I hope that means as much to you as it's supposed to.
It does. Dark has been failing, testing my patience. Perhaps more of the gracious divine will be something for me.
And Benson reaches into a pouch, and he pulls out a symbol of Iomade. And he hands it to her.
Is it like a necklace, or is it like...
Yeah, it's a silver necklace.
Perhaps this will help me find a passage. If I carry a icon of the Inheritor.
And I will walk away, and I will know that if... Well, if you're laughing at my stupid ass, my ears will burn. So how do you kill her?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I did heal her a little bit. So. Oh, do you want me to roll that?
Yes, please, okay. But
if you are finished with...
I feel like we all need healing, so...
Yeah.
If you are finished with our bargain, I would like to leave.
Ugh. 9 points of healing.
9.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
If we are finished here and my end of the bargain has been fulfilled for my life, I would like to make an exit.
But of course, you are free to leave.
Like, where is she walking? Like, south or something? Because
No, she is walking north.
Oh, past the giant creature. Oh, yeah, she don't have the staff anymore, though.
So the table that she was like weighing stuff on, is there any like, let's just start like turning over this place. Like, I think there was like
gold. Was there gold? Is that what you're looking for?
We got every useful item from her that we could get, right? The bolts, the staff.
So you let her just make her alchemical stuff. So yeah. She pretty much just has her infusion. So yes. I will start reading stuff. If you let her just leave, she just walks into the woods and she disappears.
Is that so?
But we take everything valuable.
Yep. You take everything valuable. What do you want to look at first? You want to look at all her stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
She had.
Maybe she has something that like makes it easier to dig through this mud.
Yeah.
Nope. items. Greater antidote.
Oh, man.
Right.
A +1 crossbow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. +1 crossbow.
Ooh. That's Abadar's weapon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
A +1 dagger.
Okay. +1 dagger.
2 moderate healing potions. She kept her infused radiance. She has her leather armor. And a staff that has a what looks like a bird's head that is constantly engulfed in fire.
Nice.
Wow. So that's the flame staff, I guess.
You have to identify it. I know what it is, but you gotta figure it out.
Yeah, metagaming, I know.
You say 2 +1 daggers or just one?
Just 1 +1 dagger.
All right.
Any special property on it, like that resembles other stuff?
Regular +1.
Okay.
So I already bolts. Have a cross. So already
she
have,
had, sorry, she had 16 regular bolts, and she still had 2 of those wyvern poison bolts.
Shit.
I guess there's no way of transferring the poison from that to arrows, or no?
Probably.
No. So once you administer, it's there.
That's stupid. All right.
So you can use a crossbow.
I mean, that just means Adalar.
I don't see a point of using a crossbow, honestly, because okay. I'm trained with it, but like, I don't know. I could hold the crossbow.
So greater antidote, +1 crossbow, +1 dagger, staff.
Yeah.
Yep. You got the moderate healing potions, 2 of them.
A lot of good
2 mod healings.
Yeah. Like, I'll see what a +1 crossbow actually does for me.
Yep. Did you want to make a check on the staff?
Yes.
Wait, what type of crossbow was it? Heavy?
Nope, just regular crossbow. It's small, too. Oh, shit, it's small.
Yeah. It's a pistol!
Yeah, it's small.
So I can't freaking use it. This is Kalmon all over again.
I want your stuff, but you're so small.
Why are you so tiny?
31.
Wait, what'd you get?
31.
Yep, you know it is a greater staff of fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, greater staff of fire. It contains 2 second level spells, being Burning Hands and Flaming Sphere. And it also contains a 3rd level Flaming Sphere and Fireball.
Oh, wow.
That is most likely the most valuable thing we've come across.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Staves are incredibly valuable.
It is a level 8 item.
Oh. Whoa. So you have do you have to roll a check to use it? Or
no. So staves in 2E are so much better than in 1E.
Yeah.
So they charge up when you make your daily preparations, and they gain a number of charges equal to the max level of spell you can cast. So I can cast 3rd level spells, it gets 3 charges.
That's cool.
Now each spell consumes the amount of charges of the level of the spell. So a fireball consumes 3 charges. A 2nd level spell, say 2nd level Burning Hands, is 2 charges, so it'd have 1 left. And the 1st level spells consume 1. It also has all of the spells of the lower level staff, so mm-hmm. it can cast Produce Flame, it can cast level 1 Burning Hands, Burning Hams,
Burning him.
Also, it gets festive smell. Also, it's constantly cindering, so you can light fires to the by touching things with it.
Nice.
That's just fun.
Now, if you're a prepared caster, you can. So they have extra rules for gaining more charges. If you're a prepared caster, when you make your daily preparations, you can sacrifice a spell of any level, and you gain that many charges. So if you sacrifice a third level spell, you get 3 extra charges. So your staff would have 6 charges.
Right.
If you're a spontaneous caster, you can instead consume one of your spells of the level you want to cast, and you reduce the number of charges consumed for the spell in the staff to 1. So if I give up a lightning bolt because I want to cast fireball, I'll cast a fireball at 1 charge while expending a lightning bolt. So the way it works is spontaneous casters basically get more usage at the top of the power of the staff, but prepared casters get more charges that they can expend on lower level stuff.
All right.
Because I can cast 3 fireballs out of it, but a wizard could cast 2 fireballs out of it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Cool.
But they could cast more first level spells. Yeah, second level spells. Yeah. So that's
still cool, though.
That's like it's so cool how stabs work. Jake and I were talking about it the other day. Just like in 1E and in like D&D, stabs just kind of feel like homework.
Yeah.
Because you have to like on your downtime, you have to like charge spells into them. But then it's like if you're dungeon crawling, it's worthless once you use it up. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, I have to wait a couple days so I can charge it up. Otherwise,
my wizard has a staff that's like that.
Yeah, yeah. So like they're good if you have a ton of downtime, but then if you don't have downtime, they're stupid. And it's like this magical staff is only useful if I can sleep with it for 16 hours.
Yeah. Fun fact, sleep with it. If I have 2 days of downtime, my wizard becomes incredible.
Yeah.
To deal with.
Yeah. But yeah,
I really appreciate when we're in town and I'm just like, oh my god, the first combat we get in is gonna be incredible.
Yeah. Guess what? I've got fucking like 5 fireballs.
Yeah.
And I'm an evocationist, so I can control who gets hit.
Yep. Yeah. So they fix stabs. They're actually fun and they feel powerful and magical all the time.
Yep.
So yeah, I got to add all of those spells to my spell repertoire.
Beautiful. Yep. Nice. That's good.
Now. That was her stuff. So you got that in her house, in Hazel's lab. You guys, you turn it over, I assume.
Yeah,
flipping the bed.
Yep. A search of the alchemical workstation in this building turns up. Are you ready for a fucking paragraph?
Okay. Let's
yep.
Do
I've
it.
Got it. I'm ready.
4 greater antidotes. Two young white dragon's breath potions.
Oh my lord. I don't even know what that is. Two?
No, that stuff's good.
White dragon.
Young. Make sure you do young. Yep. Because it's different effects.
Yep, 2 young white dragons. Yeah.
That's frost.
It's awesome. That's frost. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. It's awesome.
3 lesser elixirs of life.
Yes.
Good. Oh my god, this is great.
A quote, grim trophy.
Ooh.
A striking snare.
Oh.
And a traveler's any tool.
Huh, okay.
Oh, I've run across this just reading stuff. It's really cool.
Okay.
What was the last thing?
A traveler's any tool.
No, the one before that.
Striking snare.
Striking snare. Huh.
I haven't looked these up, so we will do that in a second. You also find a leather pouch. And when you open it, you see 20 nuggets of gold.
Okay.
Tell you that because she told you everything was laced with arsenic, you know not to touch it.
Okay.
But Adalar can easily look at that and see, each of these gold nuggets is worth 50 gold pieces.
Oh my lord.
Wow. But they're also laced with arsenic.
Eesh. They're also laced with arsenic.
I mean, that's wand bad. Of water, man.
That's not going to work.
No.
We'll figure it out. Benson, we'll figure it out. Back off.
Benson, I know you want to know part of this gold. Kezra and I, Northwood, we'll take
Benson
care of it.
Clearly has stated he wants nothing to do with this gold.
Never said that.
But it's nice.
We just got to find this Thornscale tribe and have them work into the mines again. And then we can run the mine.
Oh my gosh.
And then it's our mine.
Benson's sitting there with his head in his hand.
Yeah, until the Scarlet Triad shows up. Okay, real quick.
Where's our fucking money?
Yeah. So Scarlet Triad, they were doing business with what's it called?
Vaz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I literally like opened up to write more about the Scarlet Triad, and I already had them written down. I was like, oh snap.
Yep.
I forgot.
Too bad she died.
All right. You guys then go out to the table. During the day, you can find a small leather pouch on the table that holds another dozen gold nuggets.
Oh my gosh.
Each worth 50 gold pieces and each laced with arsenic. Have fun. The weights that she was using to measure out the gold and stuff like that, they're just, you know, rocks or, you know, like like iron things. Oh, but the scale is made of silver. Despite its ungainly shape, it is too bulk. I'm sorry.
What? That's a heavy-ass scale.
It's a heavy-ass scale, yeah. Except it's extremely nice because it looks...
Yeah.
It is worth 100 gold pieces for the artistry of its craftsmanship.
Yes.
This is an exquisite.
Yeah, I pick up the scale and I'm like... This reminds me of the scale we have back in Trilliax, the High Temple of Abadar.
That was
also not as good, but it's still the craftsmanship is admirable.
That's okay.
He's like, that's what Jake says. It's also laced with arsenic. And you just picked it up.
Everything's laced with arsenic. You're laced with arsenic.
Everyone gets laced with arsenic.
Wow, it's another arsenic and lace joke.
Yep.
What do you guys want to do?
Purge.
You've turned over Hazel's lab. You've turned over her sorting station.
So
is there absolutely nothing that helps with arsenic poison?
Hazer hands you a greater antidote potion of the five we have.
Yes. Yeah.
Plus 4 to your fortitude save.
Wow.
Go digging, boy.
That's true. You want to go dig for the
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'd really rather get the armor.
Spiders are dead.
Yeah.
Do you have the best fortitude save of all of us? Yeah, I have a plus 13.
Mine's plus 13.
Give me a second.
Yours is 14.
It's probably at least that.
Yeah.
Fortitude 13.
Really?
Wow.
It's your armor.
It's my best.
Chug an antidote, and let me see. Check how long it lasts.
Go ahead. I'll pull up. Well, a B10 for the...
Antidote greater. It lasts for 6 hours.
Wow.
Plus 4 to fortitude saves.
Well then.
That ain't bad.
It's the only way you're going to get it.
Ain't bad.
All right, so you drink it, and a giant pile of yellowish clay and mud has been dumped here. An immense spoil pile from the nearby mine.
Hmm.
Three enormous dead mud spiders lay outside. And you still have the helmet, but... Hold on, go ahead and it takes about 10 minutes to dig. So go ahead and make me a fortitude save as you're digging through, because you sort of use your sword or a stick, and you're able to like see where some of these things are.
Wait, you already used your hero point, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, not this episode.
Oh.
No, okay. Oh. Hero point.
You use your hero point.
25?
That's still a low roll.
Yeah, it's real
low, but... Like, oh, yeah, I got a pull first.
You get a plus 4, right?
Sorry, I don't have arsenic up, and my internet's not working. What the fuck's going on?
What the hell? I don't have the arsenic up.
Really, I feel like it's a success, but...
I mean, I
hope it can't be, like, a 26.
DC 18.
Oh, yeah.
If I could cast 4th level spells, detect magic could find it in the 5-foot cube it's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Taken the 10 minutes. You succeed. You succeed on the fortitude. You manage to pull out what looks to be a very shiny set of full plate.
Wow. Oh my lord!
Full plate.
Arsenic
full
armor.
Plate.
This is huge. This is huge for Benson.
Full plate arsenic.
Now that it is out, you may make an arcana check on it. So we'll try to identify.
I hope I get as good a roll.
What you got?
I only got not a terrible roll. 23.
I ate, though.
24.
You look at this and you put it together and you can tell that this is a plus 1 set of full plate.
Oh my god, yes.
Dude.
Your AC.
This will also be one of the most expensive things we've ever found.
Oh my gosh.
Plus 1 armor is big time, man.
Yeah.
Full plate, too.
Full plate.
My AC is about to go up by...
A lot.
Four.
Yeah.
Did we mention it was full plate.
Yeah, this is huge.
Yep. Look at full plate while you're sitting there.
Dora, I'll Google full plate.
Okay, you'll Google it. So you now have a set of full plate. I'll tell you, it was a human that left it too, so it looks like it would fit you pretty well.
Nice.
Once you can find an effective way to clean it off, you can wear it.
Hey, use that wand if you're talking about.
Wait, full plate is actually pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So AC plus 6, it's base.
Yep.
I guess it's a plus 1, so it's a plus 7. Mm-hmm. And it has the trait Bulwark.
Yep.
Bulwark, yeah. That means you can't get pushed, right?
The armor covers you so completely that it provides benefits against some damaging effects. On reflex saves to avoid a damaging effect, such as a fireball, you add a plus 3 modifier instead of your dexterity modifier.
You become a literal tank.
So you just sit there and be like, all right.
Boom. Oh my god, John is grinning. John is so happy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when you guys went to the spiders, I was like, I'm going to tease him so bad to get him to get it.
And you did.
Oh, that's so
good. How much
is
a set of plus 1 full plate, Timothy?
Oh, I mean,
it's 30 just for the full plate.
Yeah, plus 1 adds another like 100, right?
Plus 1 for armor is a lot more than a plus 1 for weapon.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
However, you guys have a plus 1 full plate that you need to clean.
Yeah.
You guys have all of Hazel's stuff.
Yeah.
And you now know the location of the pillars.
But also, for the fun of it, she went up north, right?
She went up north.
Okay. He's watching.
Okay. I mean, she eventually disappears into the woods.
But he's keeping track.
Yeah.
Down south, the swamp seers are still there.
Swamp seers are still there.
Yeah. What are they? Are they just like this whole exchange?
Is there smoke break?
At a certain point, no one's cooking, by the way. So there's no one. There's nothing in the cooking pit anymore. Yeah. So the Boggard swamp seers, after they like see that whole encounter, and then they see her walk away, you just see them kind of like look at each other, look at the sick ones, and just walk south.
Whoa. Oh yeah, because they're probably gonna go back to the center claws.
Yeah.
I just like to think that they're just like. Just smoke a cigarette, put it out, and just walk away. They're like, I don't get paid enough.
I don't get paid enough to die.
Yeah.
They left the sick, though.
Wait, that means we can go to the barracks, then.
Yeah.
See if there's anything good in there.
The little hut.
The bigger hut, actually.
We're going to be very careful to not get in range of the dragon pillar.
Okay. You open up the little hut. No, just a bunch
Six
of sleeping
quarters.
it's just a bunch of sleeping quarters.
Okay.
Let me be pedantic here.
Yeah.
The bunkhouse.
They're bunk beds.
This rough wooden lodge appears rundown at first glance, but a closer look reveals the sturdy and watertight construction. Thick, gnarled trees packed with reeds and mud form the walls, while piles of rattan create an insulating roof. So you guys go in there, nothing. Yep. Looks like food, not great food or rations might have been here at some point. This literally just looks like a sleeping quarters for people in shifts to work in the
Right. Makes sense.
So now we know that there's some butchers in the mine, correct?
So down in the bottom of the quarry, you are aware of three butchers. Extremely dangerous pillar.
Yeah.
And she said that there were five other cinder claws down there.
Right.
And she also alluded that there were creatures down there. She didn't know much about them. But, so there are some creatures in the water, too.
Yeah, like, so how do you propose to take care of this pillar? From what it did to Benson, it brought him to a standstill.
Get me in place for about 12 seconds.
So you just run as fast as you can. Just stand there and just run faster and closer to it. Just keep moving a little bit inch closer and closer until you push it over. Or we try a lasso, perhaps? Well,
I think we should sleep, because we know there's creatures. We could sleep in this hut.
Yeah.
The pillar by itself is formidable.
Kezra, you're really insinuating that we sleep here after they said that one of the butchers might come and take over.
We'd be asking Kezra for a battle. Roots through his pack and pulls out a doggy figure.
It's like, we've never used this thing.
All right.
Okay.
Good time as any. What say you? Shall we make camp elsewhere or here?
I would say probably.
Ben's just wiping off armor plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some baby wipes.
It's a good thing Hazel had some baby wipes.
Yep.
You know, nothing cleans up alchemical chemicals better
than
baby wipes.
Some magic erasers in there, too.
Yeah, I've
made these.
I think we should just lock the door, post the dog out there, get some rest, and then clear that pit.
All right.
I mean, feel free to object.
Well, let's while we're mulling it over, let's hole up in here, and I will perform some medicine on everyone.
You said there's four butchers down there?
Three butchers. Five cinder claws.
That's still hard for me.
Yeah.
If they're as strong as the ones we fought before, I don't think any of us are in condition to.
No.
Head down there and fight that and the pillar and whatever might be in the water.
Yes.
That's a hard fight.
Yeah, it really is.
And after I spent some time with the staff, I will be quite a bit more formidable myself.
Alright, so while Adelar is healing everyone up, you guys are gonna sleep in her house and then use the dog.
Yeah, we can lock the door, post the dog up outside.
Yep.
Is there two doors to this?
To her house?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Was that then? What's this?
Oh, it's like a window.
There's no windows. This is one of those things where the map doesn't necessarily represent. Yeah.
Paizo.
Paizo.
Okay. So you guys lay down for bed, and you are going over the map. And let me bring you over to the new written map. Let me know when you guys can see it.
I see part of it. Oh, I found it.
You guys look over the map and you see that there is a pillar southeast of you.
Right.
And you see another pillar that is southwest of you. But four hexes south, so 2-day travel, is the main Cinder Claw camp.
Right.
You also see to the far west an enormous skull drawn onto a little spot just above the river. You realize that the Cinder Claws have been much more involved here than you might have expected. And I'll see you guys next time.
Sure.
Yes.